You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On the 21st of September 2001, the counselling service 0800 WhatsApp answered its very first phone call. They have since answered close to 1.5 million calls and over 29,000 chats. The impact of COVID-19 on health, education and employment uncertainty, as well as the rising cost of living, housing affordability and other global factors, means that out there in the world, our children and young people are growing up in very distressing times. These issues highlight why services such as 0800 WhatsApp are still crucial to understanding the mental health needs for our young, 21 years after their first phone call. And to celebrate this and the fact that it's Mental Health Awareness Week, I spoke to 0800 WhatsApp team lead Banal Galani about their support efforts for our young and the impact that they have had. Mm-hmm. What does 0800 WhatsApp, what is their big focus and how important is it, especially with World Mental Health Awareness Week?
0800 WhatsApp is a free counselling service for young people from the ages of 5 to 19. We have a phone service, so if you call 0800 WhatsApp, and we also have a live chat service that supports young people with anything that there's going on for them. We know that there is a lot of mental health out there, especially during the, that we're bringing awareness to it this week, but it's happening all year round. And we've been doing this for the past 21 years. So, and we can see that there is an impact of that coming and still kind of happening from day to day. So we have paid trans counsellors that support them from 11 to 11 every day of the year.
And with this focus on 5 to 19-year-olds, what has been some of the benefits and challenges of like focusing on that sect of the youth that don't often get talked about with mental health?
Yeah, and that's the reason why we're focusing on 0800 WhatsApp is the only counselling service trained to support young people from the ages of 5 to 19. There's a lot of helplines out there that support any like older people, but there isn't anything that is trained specifically for young people. So we focus on that because we know that there is a need out there and we've seen that over the last, like I said, 21 years. Like, we're celebrating our 21st birthday this week. So it's been all this time that we've seen the need of young people just struggling with their mental health and not knowing where to get that support. So we've kind of moved along with the time to kind of make that more accessible for them, which is why we've introduced Live Chat as well.
And in this past 21 years, especially with all us, with your time being at 0800 WhatsApp, how has mental health as an idea, a concept, and with how people understand their mental health, how has that evolved, especially with looking at how young kids are dealing with their mental health?
So we've seen like young people that used to call us a couple of years back talk about, you know, things like simple things or small things that maybe was not too big for them, but now we can see that there's a lot of awareness or knowledge of the impact of that, you know, on them. So we've seen kids talk about relationships, peer relationships, family relationships, and also bullying at school or cyberbullying, especially now the phone is like, oh, you can carry that everywhere around with you. And also like issues with stress and like, you know, mental health and physical health as well. So in terms of stress, anxiety and depression, there's a lot of that as well going on for them because of everything that's happening around them. They get really impacted by that in a way that we don't even notice.
Yeah, that's a huge part of it is like kids having it like that communication device in their pocket where it's almost like you can't switch off and how that like constantly impacts mental health because they're seeing things, they're hearing things.
That's right. Yeah, there's all these expectations. There's all these, you know, self-image or something that I'm supposed to look up to or be, and that it's constantly there. And it's about really trying our ways. The way that we talk to them is trying to see things from a different perspective in a way that, you know, this doesn't identify who you are. You can be whoever you are. This is a different image. And there's all these other things. But it's so hard when you can see only one side of the story and not able to go around it and look at what the impact or what's happening around it. And so, yeah, they find it really hard and they struggle with that, and that's what we do with WhatsApp and providing that space for them. We talk to them, we listen deeply into what is happening for them, how is that impacting them as well, and empower them to come up with the choices that they can, you know, help themselves through it because they're the experts in their life and they know exactly what they need to feel better. So it's about finding those strengths and bringing those up for them to empower them to make those choices.
And what has been the extra set of challenges that you guys have faced with just talking to these kids, especially around the COVID-19 pandemic, where this is just a different time in their lives?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so definitely that's a different time. There was a lot of anxiety. There's a lot of loneliness, you know, missing their friends and being sometimes in their home stuck with their family and maybe issues happening there as well. So we've seen a lot of family violence in that as well, more family harm calls or chat. So the impact of, like I said, I think earlier, like the impact of everything else that's happening around them really impacts what's happening inside for them. And sometimes they're not able to voice that. So during tough times, we've seen a huge increase in calls and chats. About 33% of calls increased during that time related to, you know, increased anxiety and loneliness and young people struggling to cope with that.
And it's that recognition of what anxiety and depression is and how they can get more help. And like especially in the past couple of years, how have you seen the major impacts of just that conversation?
It has really, like, so the work that we do with them is kind of help them understand what's going on for them, right? So young people have these thoughts and feelings that's going on and they feel really anxious and that kind of, they get really worked up and don't know what's happening. And so when they come in and talk to us about it, we kind of help them understand, oh, you're feeling this because of that, or this is what's happening, or can you tell us a little bit more about what's happening so we can get a bigger context of things. So it's through that communication and kind of inviting them to call back. So part of the service that we do within WhatsApp is having a regular service as well, which means that if that person is, you know, connected or has connected with a counsellor, they can request that counsellor to be their regular counsellor, which means that every time they call them, they call the service, they can call and talk to that person. And that way we're able to work on, you know, the impact of that moving forward, like over those years, and also equip them with tools and strategies to move forward in life and, like, you know, have that in their kit here kind of thing and use it whenever they need to.
You guys are celebrating the 21st birthday of 0800 Watts tomorrow, and with Minister Davis attending, how do you think that event and the conversation that will come out of it, how can that impact further, like, changes to how we view mental health for young kids?
So it's a big celebration for us and like a big milestone for WhatsApp to reach 21, and we're really excited about tomorrow and also very excited about Mr. Minister Davis joining us. And so a part of us kind of celebrating that, we're trying to kind of tell everyone that actually the service is there. Our goal for the next year is for every young person and to know that there is a service out there that they can reach out for support. It's confidential, it's free, and they can contact us anytime. And so, and you can see that, you know, over the past 21 years that there was a need for it 21 years ago when it started, and it's continued to be, you know, there for them, and there is a need for it because we've seen issues come up all the time and things kind of becoming a little bit more serious. So like I said, I think now if we can see that there's a lot of mental health and related to anxiety and depression that we're seeing on the lines, whereas maybe that's something that we didn't probably see as often before or a few years back. So yeah, it's a huge celebration, and I guess a celebration for the young people that actually were there and we can support them in any way that they need and that they don't, they can talk to us anonymously and not having to see someone face-to-face, because we know that sometimes can be a bit hard, but we can help them, you know, by talking to us, we can help them kind of transition to that space.
I want to understand a little bit of what drove you into joining 0800, like WhatsApp, and helping young people.
Mm-hmm. So I joined 0800 WhatsApp about over four years ago. I started off as a counsellor because I really wanted to support young people. I was, you know, I was struggling when I was younger at school, and the person that really helped me was the school counselor. Just helped me and lifted me up. So that was always in my mind to kind of, this is something that I want to do. This is the difference that I want to make in that one person's life. And so we know, and we say that and within WhatsApp, is it just that one person that a young person can connect with that can change the perspective and trajectory of life, because it's that connection, it's that being heard, listened to, and really empathize with what's going on for them, that and focusing on their strength, that really helps kind of empower them to be a better person. And that's what happened with me, and that's what I'm trying to do or have been doing over the past years, and that's what drove me, and that's my passion really, because I know that young people really need our support, and it's about, you know, helping them, equip them with the right tools and strategies so they can grow up to be healthy, or healthy adults, less likelihood of, you know, having mental health issues.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.